Blog Talk Radio.
What is good? It's me, your friendly neighborhood nerd, the Babo, and it's midnight, and you know what that means? It's been one full year of the block. Oh, my God. Like,
Hey, Robert.
What?
Technically, it's not midnight in my time, so...
Shut up. It's midnight Eastern Standard Time, which where I live is the block. Babo's block is named after me. So it's in Eastern Standard Time.
So what you trying to say? This is a dictatorship? You're a tyrannical dictator right now? So you're not American, what you're saying?
Hey, I didn't say all that.
You terrorist.
But if you haven't guessed, the crew is here with me tonight. And, of course, your boy Joe Chaos is spreading what he does best. God, give him a
fucking
nerd.
It's me again.
Also, you know, we got my handy-dandy, trusty-dusty intern, Raven Iwasawa. Say what up to the people, sweetheart.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to let
you
know that
Jimmy
here.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what she said either, y'all. It's okay.
He said, say hey, Raven. Not give a speech about your life.
She said, give a speech about your life. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, man. So, as I said right now, you know, it's been one full year, of course, like, and it's been a really weird year. Honestly, I can't believe that we've actually made it this long. We y'all know we had our hiatuses and our crazy stuff, but we're here to talk tonight. First, we're going to hit up a little bit of news that's going on as of right now, and we're going to talk about, like, our favorite moments of the block. So we got, like, a whole 30 minutes right now to do that, so let's start getting into it. So firstly, I want to know what you feel about this. Well, firstly, I'm so sorry. I forgot he's trying to hide and shit. Our boy Archie is here from Blog, our Hourglass fan service writer is here. Say what up to the people, Archie.
What's up, people? You could have just left me hiding.
No. Oh, snap.
This is my first time. This is the first time everyone can hear you. Isn't it?
He was on a show that we never released.
I've been on a block party before.
Yeah, he was on a block party. And he was on that episode of just me, you, and him. We're going to release that one day. I'm going to release it so people can hear Archie.
I mean, technically no one cares about Archie, so why are we?
Oh.
Why does nobody care about me?
Because of that right
See,
there.
See, what's Johnny
there? That shit
what's
right
Johnny
there.
Johnny to Archie.
Good.
Right.
So hopefully, I hope you guys can hear us because I'm hearing from a friend or two that it's a little bit silent out there right now. Let me see.
Cricket.
Yeah, man. Okay, yeah, it's just a delay. Okay, so yeah, it should be on. Yeah, I just plugged it. I just hit it up on my thing. So you guys should be able to hear us, hopefully. That's cool. What I would say is, basically that me and the crew want to thank everybody, firstly, because, like, you guys are fucking awesome for listening to us. You guys are up at midnight for us right now. Kind of badass.
That's right. Thank you, Base God.
I know. It's kind of bad. Thank you, Base God, indeed.
Shake it like a pom-pom. Like a pom-pom. Shake it like a pom-pom.
And there goes DJ Horace.
My left
it wouldn't
here.
Even be a Bobo's Block episode without DJ Horace. That would it.
I just work here.
Of course you just work here. If you guys don't know
another year.
DJ Horace,
can't wait.
If you guys don't know DJ Horace, he's been on almost like every show of Bobo's Block because people don't like me, and he's the only person I can get as a guest.
Oh, that's so bad. I'm over here trying to retire. Like, someone take my spot.
Kind of true if you think about it, because I hate you, Bobo.
Whatever.
That's true. All right.
So, before we run out of time and whatnot, let me go ahead and ask you. So, Joe, what you feel about Channing Tatum as Gambit?
I mean, part of me is cool with it as long as he's not dancing and talking about how he's gonna
step
up and crying.
I'm gonna hate it.
I mean, I take Channing Tatum as Gambit as I take Ben Affleck as Batman. They both have grown as actors.
Batman, firstly.
No. I'm. I'm gonna be skeptical until I see. I'm gonna save my opinion until I see because they both have grown as actors.
He killed Duke from G.I. Joe.
Well,
he didn't
some
kill
people
Duke.
Don't like Duke.
Duke is dead. I'm scheduled to play Duke.
I'm scheduled to kill Duke.
Yeah. Cobra killed Duke. So.
Cobra.
With his weather nader. What was it called? The weather machine that never worked.
Yeah. The weather in Napa.
Yeah, that crappy-ass machine.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's been a lot of...
I do want to say this, though.
What?
I did learn in 2014 that you don't drink anything from Bill Cosby's house.
Shut up. We're not condoning that here. He's a legend.
I'm just saying.
Trolling early. At least we know that... At least we know that Finding Chill was not on your New Year's resolution, Joe.
What is chill? It's 27 degrees.
What is
chill?
Of course you say what is chill. Oh, God. So with this, basically, we're going to have, like, a little bit more talk about or whatever. I know me, the crew, has a lot of stuff that we've been seeing. Like, what have you guys been noticing in the news? I know CES just dropped and, like, a whole bunch of electronics came out, like, been like selfies galore in the photography world, and they've finally got a lot of advancements that we need out as well. But if you haven't checked out CES, please go ahead and just check out the Avengers that everybody's been dropping so far. It's mind blowing to an extent. So what you guys got for your word on the block? If y'all remember how to do that,
my word on the block is movies. Movies are coming out. Big movies are coming out, actually, with Avengers 2 and Ant-Man being one of them. I know we all skeptical about Ant-Man, but let's be positive.
I'm not skeptical about Ant-Man. I know it's gonna be a good movie, but I'm just upset that it's still Scott Lang.
Yeah, that we're not gonna talk about that.
Okay. What other movies? And, Ultron. I know I'm hyped for that Mad Max, though.
Bruh, that Mad Max, the trailer alone, bruh. Bruh.
Yeah.
You're basically watching Bane fight against people in the desert.
That's I forgot he was
really
Bane. Shut up.
He will forever be Bane in my mind. I'm sorry.
That's horrible. You know that?
Oh, and right, Death of Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be sad. Yeah, comics. Deadpool has been scheduled to be Wolverine at this moment. That's what I'm going to call every time they kill off somebody who's unkillable. They're going to get Wolverine.
But you know they're coming back. Superheroes never stay dead.
You never know, though. But it's going to be in my birthday month, April. It's going to be April. Come on, guys. Why? Why me? Come on, fuck me, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They want to watch you suffer and cry.
So, Raven, do you have any word on the block? You heard anything on the block? And she saw.
My word on the block is.
Is shipping? You shipping? Who you shipping this year?
Oh my God, Bobo!
Like
I'm shipping.
Like in the show, or real people? Like
I'm
even.
What you shipping this year? You the shipping queen. You know that, right?
I do, but I'm proud of that title.
I might as well give you a segment on the blog for just shipping. That's my ships for the week.
Do that. Oh, my God. I can put everybody together.
Oh, my God. Why'd you do this?
I just created a monster.
No one wants to deal with this.
No, that's what
I got you after. You got me? Oh, my God.
Why'd you do
that? That's what we're going to do. So... DJ Horace, you got any word on the block?
Yes, I have two words on the block, actually.
Oh, cool.
The first one. Yeah. The first one is the animated series is going to be showing up on CW very soon. Vixen is going to be added to the lineup. So that's going to be pretty cool. I can't wait for that. You know, especially watching her kick some ass in Justice League Unlimited. I was like, yes.
Yes. And if you know, it's set in the world of Arrow and The Flash, so it can be adapted into an actual show if they need it.
Yeah, and then on top of that, it's animated, so it's going to be really cool to see, you know, the live-action Flash and Arrow, Green Arrow, be put in terms of animated. So it's going to be very interesting.
Man.
And for the people who watch are going to watch this show, they might be interested in watching the Flash and Arrow, so at the same time, it's like promoting each other, so it's going to be really cool.
Shameless plugs.
I'm going to say this. The CW has done a whole lot better than UPN.
Yeah.
Anyone remembers UPN?
I remember UPN.
All right,
so what's your other word on the block, DJ Horace?
My other word on the block is music-related, involving Azalea Banks blasting Kendrick Lamar's Billboard cover.
Yes. I'm gonna Lupe her ass. You know why? Because she tried Lupe and got her ass handed to her. Azalea, if you listen to the show or if you hear this or somebody tweets about this or whatever, it gets to you or whatever, you're on your 15th minute of fame, and on the 16th, forgetting the lame, and the 17th, you lose everything. The 21st is the worst wish you were 11, popping like you would have feeling when you were second.
Wow, okay.
Ooh.
That just happened.
Damn. That did just happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ow. Live right here.
Big
on the block.
Oh, my God. He just read her life.
So I'm going to read basically Kendrick's quote on terms of Ferguson and whatnot. He stated on the Billboard cover saying, "I wish somebody would look in our neighborhood knowing that it's already a situation mentally where it's fucked up. What happened to Michael Brown should never happen, never. But when we don't have respect for ourselves, how do we expect them to respect us? It starts from within. Don't start with a rally. Don't start from looting. It starts from within." So
it's controversial.
It's very controversial. So Azalea decided to take all this and go to Twitter, and she made several posts, which I'm going to read in order, stating, "When we don't have she's now quoting him, saying, when we don't respect ourselves, how can we expect them to respect us?" And then she replies by saying, "Dumbest shit I've ever heard a black man say. LOL, do you know about the generational effects of poverty, racism, and discrimination? There are things in society that benefit a few select of us. Fine, but don't put the rest of us by saying they don't respect themselves. How dare you, in caps, open your face to white publication and tell them that we don't respect ourselves. Speak for your fucking self. I really pray for the minds of the urban youth. I really do, because I was once on the side of feeling like I wasn't owed anything. Once on the side of feeling like black people ain't shit, because that's what American social studies textbooks taught me. Becoming an adult and doing my own research was really opened up my fucking eyes. I get upset to know that there are still young black kids in our public schools being indoctrinated with the same shit they pump into my head. And fuck all this shit about erasing racial barriers and getting along. Why does white America think blacks even want to be here?" And last but not least, she tweets, I really just want my fucking reparations and want you guys to stop killing my sons and telling my daughters they're ugly."
All right, firstly, we've gotten off of reparations. I'll get where she made some strong points, and Kendrick also made a point as well. Like I said, they both made some good, interesting points. I say with this with Azalea, she's reaching because of her little time in the spotlight. She took a Cornell West class, and she's just using everything from that class is just regurgitating it. I'm honest with you, but as I said, I'll give it to her. As I said, she did call him out, but as I said, I don't think Kendrick meant it as in like, "Oh yeah, y'all fucking up. Y'all need to get y'all shit together before they can respect us." I think he meant it as like, we have to get ourselves together at home before we can say, "Hey, Black Lives Matter," and they actually take us seriously. I still support the Black Lives Matter movement because it's more about human rights than it is just, oh, black and civil rights. As I said, it's more of somebody died and no one really cares. That's my problem with it. So a person died and everybody's like, oh well, he shouldn't have been doing it. That's fucked up.
Hi. I'm going to say this. And I've said this a lot, and I've been hated, and I've had people come for my throat. At the end of the day, I don't care if the dude was green, polka dot, or whatever. The only thing that matters to me is somebody killed my son. So now they have to die. That's my mindset. I don't care who gets upset. Regardless of the fact, we need to think that a child died.
Yeah, basically.
By the hands of a grown man.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on because we got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you guys. So if you guys want to give us a call up, all my friends of the block, as they hit us up at 347 area code 637-2653. Again, that's 347-637-2653. So right now at this point, we're going to get into our favorite moments of the block. For me, my favorite moment is got to be, honestly, the first episode. It was cool, like, to chill out with my boy Jurassic Backwards, because I've been cool with him since, like, the beginning. And, like, just the jitters and kind of doing it. I don't know, man. It was something new. It was, like, the craziest Skype call in the world. How many people we had on there, Joe?
Like, 15.
Yeah, we had, like, 15 people on Skype. It was, like, me, DJ Horace, Raven, Joe, Johnny Balsa. It was like eight people who I just invited. And
yeah.
DJ Horace, you remember that night when you were like, oh, I'm just going to come and listen to this. I'm just going to come and listen. Yeah, I'm going to need you to produce this. Bye.
You're a kidnapper.
Hey. I'm not a kid. Well, I kidnapped you, but that's different. Nobody really cares about you, Raven.
Wow.
Father, you have my life.
Wow.
Hey, I care about
it's
Raven.
It's been a year and I still ain't shit. How?
Raven, I care about you because who would I troll if you're not here?
Oh,
you got a point.
Thanks, Joe. I think that's the most sincere thing that anyone here will say to you.
You're welcome. Don't let it go to your head.
So since you griping, what's your favorite block moment? Raven,
me?
What's your favorite moment? Yeah, you fool, since you griping.
I thought you said it. I don't know how I thought you said it. My favorite block moment? Well, you say behind the scenes stuff, right?
You can say behind the scenes stuff, too. Yeah, I don't care.
I feel like my favorite block moment was when we got together with tied between Brandon Duffer, because he was really fun to talk to, and YRJ. I feel like it was a tie between Brandon Jumper, because he was really awesome to talk to, like, he's cool, really cool. And YRJ was fun as well, even though they talked so much crap about show.
Hyper Beam in a diss track. God. Oh, feels hilarious to me.
I still use that phrase to this day.
I know. Catch this Hyper Beam in a diss track, homie.
Like driving.
So Joe, what's your favorite moment from the block right now?
Man, there's like so many.
So many.
Behind the scenes, it was when me and DJ Horace went in for 6 hours about your butter turning.
Yes.
Yes. Hey,
yes.
Like,
I was
going to
say
that's
my favorite.
Like, damn. Vavo caught so much fade.
I did.
I got a second favorite.
I have all the behind the scenes clips on my laptop, on my computer. And, like, it mixes in with my iTunes. So I'm like, okay, listen to my music. Yo, fuck you, Bobo. What the hell did I do? What did I do?
My second favorite is when we found out that Swazé had fantasies about the Predator.
Oh, Lord, we still don't let it live that down.
And that's
why.
There's nothing wrong with that fantasy. He's very attractive.
Yes,
he
is. Everything wrong with that fantasy.
You know what? Arnold Schwarzenegger is very disappointing in you, okay? Because Buck sat there and fought the Predator to the death. And now you want to go make love to him?
Okay. To the death. He even went to the chopper.
But you want to make love to him.
Yeah. can't wait.
And then Danny Glover. Danny Glover frowned upon your shenanigans.
Get you over this shit.
Wait, what? What did he frown upon?
Your shenanigans.
Your shenanigans, ma'am.
What did Donald Glover hear about my
No,
friend?
Danny
Not
Glover.
Not Donald Glover. Danny
Not
Glover.
Donald. Danny Glover.
Speaking
we
of that,
you're
shout
young.
Out Shadows Gambino. Hey, we would love to have you on the block. Guys, we need to start with the hashtag Donald for the block. Like Donald on the block. We screwed up with Dorm Tavid. We still got to do that. We got to get Dorm Tavid.
Yo.
We got to get
Michelle
Kevin
Obama.
Smith. Now we got to get Donald. Though. I don't think we're going to get
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama comes on the block. I'm going to have to kick you off the show for a week.
I swear to God, if you kick me off the show, I'll burn everybody in your life away.
Not everybody in my life. God. All right,
everyone
but,
that you
yeah,
love and care
gotta,
for, I will watch them
die. We got to push more guests, guys. We got to push more guests. So, that's it. You guys call in. Like I said, we're still here. We got like 10 more minutes left on live there. Then we're still going to be doing like 15 minutes of like chilling on here because that's what Blog Talk Radio does.
Can I rant right quick? I got beef.
Okay. Hold on. Wait, before you do that. I want to make a special announcement. Okay, guys. So, wait, we got a caller. It looks like I think I know who this is. Hello?
Hi.
Hola. Hola.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Chocolat Energy. You guys remember from the cosplay show, and it says our favorite cosplayer as well on the block. Say what I think
hey,
for Chocolat.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Don't feel so
you're the only light-skinned girl I like.
This fool here. And y'all be talking about Abby Butter Turner.
Really?
Okay. Don't even. You already know how that butter turner works. If you in a relationship, you can't have to turn butter.
Hey,
whatever.
Will you still be my Dragonite?
Oh, Lord. You got your Master Ball? Because you can't even catch it with a regular Pokeball.
Man, I got my Master Ball. We're going to hit everybody with a Heart Beam.
You know Master Ball for Dragonite? He ain't shit.
You know
you need
Master
Ball for you.
You need eight times. Remember? You don't even talk to me no more. So don't even.
You don't talk to me no more.
All right,
Robert.
While we got you here, whatever. Of course, we are going to have you back on the show soon. Hopefully, it's there when we get everything up and going, we'll have that getting going. I want to do this big announcement as well. Right now, for you guys who don't know, you know that I've always spewed out our domains and everything. Oh, you can catch us at blah, 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 blah. Well, it is officially ours. You can now catch us at bobosblock.com. It's no longer bobosblock.wordpress.com. You can still go there. It'll redirect you. But we are officially, as of tonight, bobosblock.com.
Woohoo.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
right.
Woo-hoo.
Official.
Yeah, we saw.
Did you go to GoDaddy.com?
No, we still with WordPress. It's just we own our domain.
How much
that cost? Oh, snap. And WordPress just told us happy anniversary as well, guys. So shout out to
thank
all
you, WordPress.
WordPress.
I don't even know why I tried. I don't even know why I tried.
I feel so the feelings, you guys. Somebody hug me.
The feels indeed right now. Like
somebody named Chocolat hugged me.
Oh my God.
So Chocolat, what have you been up to, my dear?
Let's see. I just hit my milestone of 1,800 likes like a couple of days ago.
Woo! Ball. Yay!
We gonna catch up one day. I promise you.
Where did I do that at?
I guess I don't know. The whole week, everybody's been trying to figure out what con I was going to go to. Like, because I said I was going to go to a new con, and they were trying to guess, and I said it was in the South. So actually, it's funny, before I called in, someone guessed it. So I said, okay, well, I'll tell everybody if anybody guessed it. So basically, this September, I'm coming to Anime Week Atlanta to see all you guys.
Woo!
I'll be there. Can we go on our date?
On a date?
Yeah, like if I dance up to you like Usher, can we go on a date?
You can dance like Usher? You can dance like Usher.
I can dance like Usher, fool. First of all, don't like it. As a big dude, you got to know how to dance, sing.
I know how to dance, but I don't think you can dance like Usher.
I don't know how to dance.
What you mean you don't think I can dance?
I don't think
you can. Bobo, don't make me moonwalk and steal your girl. It will happen.
Okay. All right, so with that being said, like, we got about 5 more minutes still, guys. Let's head off. So, Chocolat, what are some of your favorite memories of the block?
It was the first episode. Literally, the first episode was chaos, but it was that, like, combined awesome chaos.
Yeah.
Delicious chaos.
Everybody was on that show. I tell you, everybody was on that show.
Jesus came in.
Samuel Jackson came in.
Yeah. God, oh, man. I know, like, we've even had shows that we haven't been able to release yet. I know Doomsday, you know, you guys can catch our Weekly Geekly with me and DJ Horace. She was upset with me because we got censored right after we taped our Dark Side of Sex show. That was with her and, like, a whole bunch of our friends are there. On there and, like, said, we literally, like, went in on, like, the dark side of the internet where you, like, Google the wrong thing. But as soon as we got done finishing that show up, network was like, hey, we need y'all to be a family show. We were like, ooh, you won't like this episode we just recorded.
And
How you think families get made? Is that? Point.
I swear to you guys, one day I'm going to put out all these shows that I have in archives.
I don't think you can put the Dark Side of Sex out anymore.
Yeah, you need to.
We had no time frame.
Raven is.
DJ Ford.
Yeah, Raven is a special guest. I've helped
you all listen to that. Yeah, let's not do that.
You gotta hear how Nobby Raven is. Her present fantasy. Her furry issue. Mm.
Her furry issue indeed. You have
issue,
do
Raven.
Wow.
Raven, you sitting here telling us you wish you could inhabit animals so you could have sex.
Oh, God.
It's like, who does that?
You
did. No, I'm lying, but that sounds like something you would say.
You know what? I really have no words.
The fact that
no
you
worries.
Almost believe me.
But she did. If I remember correctly, she did say she had a bestiality thing. So yeah.
And then
yeah,
she's talking about like pegging her boyfriend.
Right,
like, who says that they want to peg their boyfriend?
Why do people want to peg their guy?
No, they don't.
So you Kevin Gates right now? Real bitches want to fuck their niggas. That was just trying to say. I get tired.
Oh, snap. Archie, you got a fan. You got a fan. Somebody like, Archie, I hear Archie. Oh, shit.
What happened?
Star
Archie?
High in the shadows. Archie got a fan and shit.
Yo, real quick, I want to tell everyone out in Bobo Land to get on Trivia Crack and add me and battle me. Brianna Cherry Blossom Johnson, I'm coming for you. You won 2 games, but you're going to catch this fade on the 3rd.
Oh, Lord.
The battle is real. This is my new Pokemon battle, because can't nobody beat me in Pokemon.
Okay. So we got about 60 seconds left, guys. So I want to say, firstly, again, thank you to all the fans. This is just the live portion right now. We're still going to be kicking it for about, like, 15 more minutes or so after this. But I want to say thank you to everybody. For me, your friendly neighborhood nerd, I will continue to give you the hotness because I spit hot fire. I am the new 2015 Dylan. From the guys, say thank you or say whatever you guys want to at this point, man.
Thank you, guys,
okay,
for listening and putting up with us. And all our shenanigans.
He said shenanigans.
But look forward to more coming from Bobo's Block. And
Raven,
I still hate.
Get your shit in. It's like 15 seconds, Raven.
I still hate Raven.
Thanks,
I just
guys.
Want to say that.
We appreciate it. We love you guys. Thanks for dealing with our inconsistency. You guys should come to ASIN if anybody's a fan. So they'll be there every year. So come say hi.
Yeah, we are taking over MegaCon this year, guys. So come see the block.
That's right.
And me and Raven will be at ASIN this year as well. So come visit us. We're going to probably do some stuff out there.
I ain't going to ASIN. I'm broke, but you can see me at MegaCon.
I might be. All right,
so we're in the recording part, guys. Yeah, so we're just chilling for the next 15 minutes. So, Chocolat, so when are we going to have you on the show again?
You said what?
When are we going to have you on the show again, man?
That's not true, Robert, because he already said I was going to have, he said he's going to have a show with me when I reached 1,000 likes, and that's why I ain't going to like show.
Man, I've been busy.
It ain't my
I've
fault.
A busy man.
I ain't do it.
I know he's been busy, so I understand that. Like, I perfectly understand, so. I've been actually busy, too, so. Trying to finish up everything.
Yeah, man.
Shock a lot.
Yes.
Can we do a Yu Yu Hakusho cosplay together?
This glistening motherfucker here. I'm going to beat his ass.
You already know I'm going to be battle damage.
Oh,
Yusuke. Huh?
Joe. Why can't we not talk about how this works? How I jump in?
Man, don't listen to Cleon. I ignore Cleon when he talks.
He's up behind his work.
That's how I feel.
He does. He does.
You know why? Because Cleon be taking my bitches. I ignore Cleon.
I don't know why y'all still giving him instructions, Wretched.
I know, right?
Make assumptions that make an ass stop.
Whatever.
Oh, shit, we got a new like. We got a new like. I feel good and shit.
You should have
saw that.
Hey, Brent, we done with the live part. Tell them we done with the live part. We just recording right now, chilling.
Yeah, I actually have people, like, messaging me, like, oh, we heard you. We jumped in 5 minutes.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Where's my fan?
Your fan? It's your little sister, Ashley Success. She was like, I hear Archie. Oh, shit.
That's sweet.
My little sister. I'm so proud of her, man. That day she trolled.
You know, she's, man.
Yo, sure I got a hashtag to put back onto the cycle.
What?
Oh my god, like, you need, I want you to have a show about, like, between female and male gamers on how they play certain games, especially fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, ain't
don't play
gonna...
no fighting game with Jazz and she gonna cuss you out.
She gonna give you that work.
Jasmine be like, man, fuck you, foot dive. Oh, fuck you,
okay.
Foot dive.
Sound like you mad.
No,
like,
sound
it was
like
so
mad.
Sad. She gave, I ain't never fight her. I heard about that work she gave Mike. I ain't stupid.
Oh, shit. Cinnamon Toast Crunch does ruin families. God.
That's right.
That was a good-ass moment.
Oh, man. That was my favorite.
That was a good-ass moment.
When CC Crunch ruined the whole...
CC Crunch broke our family apart.
No,
I'm
not lying.
What did
you say? Mike can kind of give me the working persona a little bit, just a tiny bit.
Uh-huh.
He can. Mm. Like, he's really good. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I ain't going to lie, Mike Talbert. You know, Mike Tauber, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really good at it. It's just a thing of every time we play, I'm never, like, in a really good internet area either. But he does give me, he's really good, I will admit that. Now, Marvel, if he's good foot dives, but Persona, I've been doing a little bit better, especially with Junpei.
Mm-hmm.
Junpei is my ace kumbu.
Whenever I get my PS3 back, that's when we're going to talk. I've been on Steam real hard lately.
Archie.
What?
Archie.
What? Nah.
You know who that is.
I don't
care
about Archie.
God bless me. Wow.
You fought too. You got blessed.
damn.
Right here on the block, we have manners. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to go back into retirement.
You gotta come out of retirement, man. I came out of retirement, Terrell L. I revealed my true identity.
Oh, shit.
What, you mean, like, your Messi account?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I really was.
Nah, you thought it was a Euro Messi account, but in fact, it wasn't. It was me, Joe.
Man, all I know is I jump online, Cleo, I'm like, Kevin talking shit about some third head. I'm like, Kevin, who? And I'm like, oh, this nigga I served like 10 years ago? And man, had the audacity to say, I wish Joe was here right now. I call him a scrub. I'm like, bitch, I'm here.
Richard, you're hyped about this fan, ain't you?
Bro.
Bro.
Bro. I love all my fans. I love them all.
Oh, you love all your fans?
Love them.
We still got 10 minutes, y'all. What are we going to talk about? We still got 10 minutes, y'all.
Let's talk about catfishing.
Can we do an episode about catfishing?
Yeah, we can do more episodes, like expand the We're going to actually. Y'all know, we ain't had a meeting in months, my niggas.
Let's do catfish and relationship and regional booth.
We'll get it together.
What is this catfishing term you speak of? Never heard of it.
Base guy. Can we do a base guy episode?
Can we do a little bit episode? Have you ever heard of Johnny? Have you heard of Johnny about?
Yo, shut up. We ain't having this conversation no more.
Okay. We still recording.
Can we do an episode about a little bit? Yeah.
I'm going to ask that.
What?
Do anybody play Persona?
No. I played it one time, but apparently I don't.
It depends on who I'm with. Because I game with a lot of my friends. It just depends on what we're gaming on, honestly.
Too late.
Hey, who are going to Megaton?
I mean, I might come up.
Well, hey, remember what I told you? You put makeup on me, I would have slapped shit at you.
What?
I'm mad he's able to put makeup. When did this conversation come about? That you gonna put makeup on?
Me and Father on Skype by ourselves. He's like, I can't wait till you meet.
That's
where
you fucked up right there. You and Father on Skype by yourself. That's where you fucked up right there.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't know what happened to everybody. But I told her she put makeup
wretched,
on me.
I always have Wretched as a bumper.
Mm-mm. I told her she put makeup on me, I'm gonna stop the shit out of her. She said, no, you won't. I said, okay.
Okay. She be going like, especially if you catch her when she gets starting to get sleepy. It's over.
She's
just gonna try to say crazy shit.
I just want to let her know. If she put makeup on me while I sleep, I will wake up and slap shit at her.
He gonna feel it. You know that? He gonna feel it. He gonna pop the shit out of you.
Like, my eyes gonna pop open, and I'm gonna lick you dead in your face and gonna slap fire from you.
He gonna put an old school Undertaker. I'm gonna pop open. He's gonna sit up. All right, so Raven, since you all, we need new pictures and stuff. We taking pictures on MegaCon?
I said,
are we taking pictures on MegaCon?
I don't take pictures, so no.
Yes, you do, my nigga. You literally have a picture on our banner. Like, you can't say that you don't take pictures.
I don't take. Look,
I've been milking the shit out of these three pictures, like for the longest.
You keep milking because as a side nigga, you don't take pictures like that.
He's as a side nigga. You hear him? You hear him talk a lot.
Only reason I'm a side nigga is because Jasmine won't call me.
You don't call her. She just said that. Remember?
Yeah.
I ain't got her number, so how I'm gonna call her?
You don't.
If I had her number, I'd text her and be like, what's up, girl?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd wait for her to text back. And she'll text back after like 10 girls on text back.
What?
Oh, baby.
Mm, oh, baby.
Mm. And then you rub your head back.
I'm going to go watch you have a show.
I wonder how many people listen to the show.
Millions. We are worldwide. Oh, we are a all phenomenal. Right,
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But what the hell is going on with 3AL? Like, I just be like, it just be popping up on my newsfeed. Oh, so what do y'all like about women? What kind of man you like? Would you date somebody with a 90-day rule? Hey, this an anime crew. Get your life together. This ain't blackpeoplemeet.com.
Let somebody on day two tell me about 90-day rule.
What was that about black meat? Hey.
Black animal people meet.com.
Hey.
Tell me more about this site.
We can make nerdpeoplemeet.com.
Never mind.
We probably could. That's the next domain I'm going to buy, nerdpeoplemeet.com.
Oh, you got this nigga named Tim Tim that likes to smoke pot fucking all day long.
Yeah, I think I'm done trolling.
You done?
No,
what? We got this recorded.
Oh my gosh, Chris, no.
But see, here's the thing, man.
Burn my computer out.
Like, the people I've been trolling lately, they fight back, but then they just stop, and then they report me. There's no more competition out there.
Oh, they just be little beef matches and report you? That's stupid.
Yeah, there's no competition, man. I think I've slayed all the dragons in the world, at least the ones I'm calling.
Oh, Lord. You slayed all the dragons? God.
Yeah.
Wasn't that many dragons appearing with you?
Man, I miss the old days of 3AL.
Hard out here for a lot of this player.
It's hard out here, man. Don't nobody love you no more, man. You can't even join groups half the time.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
I got a question.
Hey.
What? That was rude. Yes, what was your question, Chocolate?
I don't know if someone else was talking before me. That's how I thought.
Oh.
Oh, basically, I was asking how many of you want to anime weekend in Atlanta because I want to see you. That's all.
Okay.
Wait, what? That's your phone.
All right, so we got like 3 more minutes left on this extra recording. So, yeah.
It's time to hang up
this
the
was
chaos,
fun,
bro.
Man.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We got to do something bigger next time for the 1-year anniversary. It's going to be kind of dope.
I would like to take this time to actually say hi.
Permission granted.
No, delete that. Oh, my God, stop. No. No, delete that.
What? What happened? Delete what? Well, what are y'all doing over there?
Maybe I should talk more.
You
should.
You
should.
I mean, then I wouldn't be Archie if I talked.
What are they doing? Ain't nobody worried about what they do. I'm worried about what they're doing over there. I ain't got time for this PR.
I can't hear it, so I really don't care.
It's probably
all I'll be hearing is like, I'll be hearing like random giggles and then be like, delete that,
Maybe,
don't be Chris
Brown
enough over there.
There's so many possibilities.
They ain't gonna be making no movies on the anniversary show.
Go ahead and make that movie, Chris.
I just want to say that you guys, when you go to these conventions, look for visual novels for me and Pokemon cards, okay?
I don't give a shit for you, Father. I don't care about you. I don't care about
you. You said it before I did. Thank you, Joe.
All right, the fact that you uttered it out your mouth, how dare you?
All right, so again, thank you guys for joining us on the show here at Bobo's Block, our 1-year anniversary special. Join us all day. January 13th, 2015, for posts, pictures, all that crap, man. I would love for you guys to be here. Thank you so very much for staying up this late. Or thank you for listening this long. It's 45 minutes. I applaud you. Again, from your friendly neighborhood nerd, Bobo. and everybody on the block. We're signing off, man. Thank you guys once more.
Archie
Say
loves
bye.
You guys.
Archie does love you guys.
What? He's lying.
What?